Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome to The Daily as we are live via the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters Studio in Summit Township. And we're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. We have a special guest with our Knudsen's Outdoor Report here in a little bit. Tapio will be joining us via our sports line today with the Knudsen's Outdoor Report. Also brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. Kettlebell Hotspot, they've got a big competition coming up later this month. We're going to have to reach out to Rhonda, see if she wants to come on and talk about that. Also brought to you by our friends Bud Light, Mick Ultra, and sometimes Bucked Up Energy Drink. And brought to you by Tri-County Water. And we actually have Tri-County Water in the studio with us today. Thank you, Tri-County Water. You know, I pulled this from the dispenser earlier this morning. It was before the show. I want to say it was probably about 5:12 when that happened. And it has sat in my Tervis and is now perfect at room temperature, which is how I like it. That's how I like it. Thank you, Tri-County Water. Oh, yeah, that's good water. TriCountyWater.com, because you need peace of mind about what's really in your water. All right. So Arden told you about the Knudsen's Outdoor Report. Now, coming up a little bit later on, Sarah Du Bois is going to be joining the show. And if you're not familiar with the name, you're going to be. Sarah is the head coach of the Hanover Horton varsity cheer team. And as you are aware, a week ago today, they won the state championship. Well, she joined us on AM Jackson yesterday, and we are going to share that conversation with you today here on The Daily. So, yeah, we've got a lot coming at you here today. Let's go ahead and let's just jump into it. We've got high school sports. We've got college sports. We've got basketball and a lot to start to get to you today. But we're going to start off first. Carter Mazur got called up to the Wings. I mean, everybody was excited about this. We even bumped our high school basketball playoff game, which was supposed to be on News Talk 970. We put it over on 95.9 The Power Cow for the Lumen Christi Basketball Titans. We moved it over there because everybody's so excited about Carter Mazur getting in the action, being called up, and getting his first NHL experience with the Detroit Hockey Red Wings last night. And then, first shift, good. Second shift, Carter Mazur exited after sustaining an upper body injury early in the first period of his NHL debut. And he'll be further evaluated. Head coach Todd McLellan announced following the Red Wings 4-2 loss to the Utah Hockey Club at the LCA on Thursday. McLellan says, obviously didn't return after two shifts. He said of the 22-year-old forward prospect who was recalled from the American Hockey League's Grand Rapids Griffins ahead of Thursday's morning skate. Coach says, you basically have to be really banged up if you're not going to return to the ice on your first night that early in the game. And he's not traveling to D.C. According to a social media post from a family member, Mazur dislocated his elbow. Again, Detroit lost. That's four losses in a row. They are now a game out of the wild card spot. Blah, 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 blah. All right, kind of doesn't matter at this point. Detroit, 30, 26, and 6, 66 points. You want the full story on the Wings and their debacle last night, FoxSports1019.com. You can find it there. Don't know the severity of the dislocated elbow. I was talking about this with Brian. I'm like, oh man, it's a dislocation. He should be able to pop that back in and good to go, right? After a little rehab, he'll be out for a few days. All right, you have to just put me in this mindset, or I'm going to put you in this mindset. It's a dislocated elbow, but I think A lot of people were used to watching Mel Gibson pop that shoulder back in and go back and killing 25 more bad guys. All right. I know it's not that, but I didn't realize it was that the elbow was that much more severe than the shoulder. All right. So the initial treatment, elbow is reduced. That's what the doctor says. That's doctor speak for putting it back in place. They get put in a sling to keep it stable. Pain relievers, ice packs, physical therapy then starts. And then you get to gradually increase the exercise. And then you gradually return to activities. Recovery time, and it depends on the severity. 3 to 6 weeks to heal. More complex dislocations may require several months. Where are we with it right now? I don't know. But it's not a Mel Gibson, pop it back in. Let's go. It's a little bit more severe than that. I don't even know anybody with a shoulder who can pop that back in and let's go. I never met anybody like that. All right. So that's what happened with Carter Mazur last night. Now let's get to high school basketball. Just two games to make note of for local teams from yesterday. We're going to start off here in Division III Region 21 at Ithaca. Lumen gets the win! Lumen 57 over Ovid LC 48. Lumen back-to-back regional champs. So coming up on the 11th at Lincoln Art and Recreation in Ypsilanti, Lumen 23-3 versus Riverview Gabriel Richard 22-2 at contest 7 o'clock. So at this season, of those three that Lumen has, two of them came at the hands of Riverview Gabriel Richard. It's so hard to beat a team three times in a row. It is. Let's look at the rankings first. And the last posted rankings happened before the playoffs started. Last posted rankings of Division III had Harbor Beach, had Maple City, Glen Lake, Riverview, Gabriel Richard in third, Harbor Springs in fourth, and then Lumen in fifth. So you got a top five matchup coming up with your quarterfinal on the 11th. This year, Lumen, Gabriel Richard, they played in the CHL Cardinal Tournament, and Riverview, Gabriel Richard, 82-48 over Lumen. Earlier in the season, 88-65 over Lumen. That was January 22nd. That was the last time those two teams played. Going back to last year, they played each other in the quarterfinal. 58-44. Riverview Gabriel Richard gets the win. Before that, it was in the CHSL playoffs. Riverview Gabriel Richard 54-48 gets the win. And before that, you have to go all the way back to... Seriously, did I miss one? Ann Arbor Greenhills, Riverview Gabriel Richard. January 26th of 2024, Lumen gets the 62-49 win. They are 1-4 in their last five against Riverview Gabriel Richard. You know, we say how it's so hard to beat a team three times in a row in basketball. Well, it's been four times. I say Lumen's due. We'll have that for you coming up on the 11th, 7 o'clock. That contest live from Lincoln High School as Lumen takes on. When we spoke with Coach Trope earlier, he said it was a rivalry. Well, your humble host here, I'm saying It's a nemesis. Riverview, Gable, Richard, Lumen in the Division III quarterfinal 11, 7 o'clock on the 11th from Lincoln High School. Oh, yeah, we'll have that for you. I'm not sure where that's going to land just yet, but it's going to be on one of your favorite McKibben Media Group network of stations. Division, where are we at? Oh, that's girls. Let's go to Division 4, Region 30. This is, we're back to boys basketball. I clicked ahead. I'm like, that's fine. That's fine. So we're back to boys basketball last night. Division 4, Region 30 at Mendon High School. The Concord Yellow Jackets fall to Lenawee Christian 64-54. So Lumen Christie, the lone representative left in high school basketball for boys, alive, 11th against Riverview, Gabriel Richard. Let's take a look at girls basketball. Division 2, District 52 from Chelsea last night. No, Wednesday. It was Chelsea getting the win over Columbia, 49-38. Chelsea's going to face Western, who just beat Michigan Center Wednesday, 54-41. So our final is Chelsea, who comes into this with a 17-4 record, Western 21-2 record. MPRs on the game. That's the Michigan Power Ranking. They take their schedule into account, take their losses and the strength of their losses, put it into a computer, and it spits out a number. The higher the number, the better the team. Jeff Beckman's Western Panthers come into this with a 665 MPR, and they're facing Chelsea with a 657 MPR. Wow, some pretty evenly matched teams in Division II. That is going to be a fabulous game tonight. That one, is that News Talk? Is it on News Talk night? Is it? Is it? I just wanted to grab one sheet, but 14,000 came with it. So tonight on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, we'll have girls district Division II championship game between Chelsea and Western. What else we got here? Let's go to Division III District 83. This one's at Leslie. Host team Leslie takes on Stockbridge. Leslie got there by beating Dansville 47-22. Stockbridge beat Springport 45-43. Leslie is 17-6 on the season. Stockbridge is 11-12. You look at the MPRs on this, and Leslie comes into this with their MPR of 596. Stockbridge 508. So Leslie has the higher MPR. They're on their home court. They're on their neutral site. Oh, there's no band, no cheer. Announcer has to be straight down the middle on both sides. Neutral site. Grass Lake versus Jackson Lumen Christie tonight. We're in Division III, District 84 at Grass Lake. Grass Lake got there by handling East Jackson 70-27. Lumen beat Hanover Horton 59-36. Both teams coming into this tonight, 19-3 for Grass Lake, 16-6 for the Lumen Christie Basketball Titans. 7 o'clock tip time, 6:45 for the broadcast. More hoops, less bull. 95.9, the Power Cow is where this one's going to land. Grass Lake versus Lumen. Oh, four giggles. Let's look at the MPRs where you have, let's see, April Salt's team, the Grass Lake Mighty Warriors, 667 with their MPR. Lumen comes into this with 613, but there's a lot of similarities on these teams. A lot of versatility amongst their players, too. I'll have that game for you. 95.9, the Power Cow. Girls basketball, Division III, District 85. It's going to be Anstead taking on Jonesville. As Anstead just took care of Homer on Wednesday, And Jonesville took care of Hudson. So that district final is Onsted versus Jonesville tonight, 7 o'clock at Homer. Dope. Division 4, District 118, Wednesday, Jackson Christian beat North Adams-Jerome 62-30. So tonight it's Concord versus Jackson Christian. Concord 18-4, Jackson Christian 15-8. And the MPRs on this one for Concord with that, like I said, 18-4 record. Ashwan Arshawn's Parker's team is at 6-5, and Jackson Christian 5-15. Should be a fun one to take in. So that's where we are with high school basketball. High school hockey, real quick. Division One. Yesterday, was it yesterday? No, it's today. Today, the semifinal in D1 has Detroit Catholic Center versus Sparta. Winner will advance to the state championship tomorrow at USA Hockey Arena Plymouth. Bottom part of that, Howell versus Salem. They play today at 7:30. Winners advance, and they'll play tomorrow in the 7 o'clocker game at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth. That's Division 1. Division 2 high school hockey has, on the 6th, it was Flint Powers Catholic beating Granville 4-3, and Livonia Stevenson getting the win over Bloomfield Hills Brother Rice 6-2. So those two teams, Flint Powers Catholic and Livonia Stevenson, they'll face each other tomorrow. That's 10 a.m. Division 2. Let's go to Division 3. There's only three divisions in high school hockey. Semifinal, Orchard Lake St. Mary. Today, 11 o'clock. Oh, it's still going on. Versus Alpena. And let's see, the 7th at 1:30, Bloomfield Hills Cranbrook Kingswood versus Painesdale Jeffers. So there's still some things that need to get figured out. All the finals are happening tomorrow, so there's some back-to-back contests for the guys. Jets basketball. We should be at the halftime there. Because Jackson College, no, we're in the third. We are done in the third. Jackson College Jets basketball, the women, they are in their conference semifinal going on right now as they are taking on Lakeland Community College. And the third quarter just exhausted itself, 62-42, Jackson College on top. Where are we? Zoe Bam right now, 18 points. Michelle McGee has 15. Kaylana Butler, 12. Emily Carbajal, 8. McDavid has 4. Armoni Bolton has 3. Hannah Lozano with 2. You got 7 people on the board right now. That's pretty good. We'll continue to follow Jackson College throughout the show.
Oh, boy.
Michigan State. Coming up on Sunday, that's going to be a noon tip time. On Fox Sports, it's an 11 o'clock broadcast, noon tip time. On News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, 11:30 broadcast, noon tip time. 76.4% the matchup predictor. I don't have a spread just yet, but Michigan 22-8, 14-5 in the conference. Michigan State 25-5, 16-3 in the conference. Michigan needs a win. You've got three schools at 13-6. Okay, Maryland. Oh, geez, Maryland. Coming up this weekend, Maryland. They are, where are they playing? Maryland. They're playing Northwestern. Ugh, are you kidding me? Wisconsin? Who's Wisconsin playing? Wisconsin, Penn State. Ugh. Purdue? Oh, Purdue. Purdue's playing Illinois. Man, need Illinois to win. But yeah, there's a good chance we could have a 3-4-way tie for second place in the Big Ten. I don't see Michigan beating MSU. I'll still watch the game. I just don't see Michigan beating MSU at the Brez to wrap up the regular season. Crazier things have happened. I don't see it happening. Oof. But we'll have both those broadcasts for you, the different versions of here on your favorite McKibben Media Group network of stations. MSU broadcast here, U of M broadcast on Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. Let us step aside and check in with Tapio Knudsen, the Knudsen's Outdoor Report on the way. And right after that, we're going to talk with Sarah DuBois, head coach of the Hanover Horton state champions for Division IV in varsity cheer. She joined us earlier this week. So we'll share that conversation with you here in just a bit. This is The Daily, Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM. Time for the Knudsen's Outdoor Report, and let us go to our newsmaker line. And coming in out of the bullpen today, we have Tapio Knudsen. Tapio, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Man, it's going so well. Things well in your world?
Yeah, it's a sunny morning, so it's good.
Yeah, so how was, let's nutshell the entire ice fishing season for you, Tapio, because I know you had, I'm not sure if you're aware, but your dad and I talk. I understand you've been able to get out on the ice a handful of times this year. How was your season?
It was pretty awesome. The best season we've had in probably 4 or 5 years. Definitely got out a lot.
Okay. Now, your dad said that when you guys go out, there was a couple times you guys went out together, and he took more of an old school bobber approach, and he outfished you. Was that accurate or no?
It's actually kind of accurate. Okay. He, I don't know about number-wise, but quality-wise, he definitely got the bigger ones. And actually, we went out again this week, and I actually switched to using minnows with him, and that definitely was productive.
Well, were you guys pulling in crappies? Was it bluegill? Where were you guys hitting?
Yep, all crappies, all pretty good sized crappies.
All of the above. All right. Well, good. So yeah, it was a pretty fun year. I got to tell you, when I went out, I never had a weekend where I was just hitting them left and right, but it slowly, you know, taking home just a few here and a few there, slowly accumulated enough throughout the week. But it was just fun. It was just fun to get out with guys and just hang out on the ice and just do stuff that we haven't been able to do for a few years. It was fun. Good season.
That's for sure.
Now, we're talking like the season's over. Tapio. There's still ice. There's still ice out there. If you can get to it, is the season over?
I think there'll still be a few people to get on this week, and I know I'm gonna try to get on. I think if you can get to the ice, there's still quite a bit of ice. It's just the shorelines are starting to break up. So yeah, I think I might be taking a couple boards to walk onto the ice.
Yeah, a couple. Make sure the boards are thick enough too. But yeah, that's. I was thinking about how I would get out there, but now you made it apparent to me. But so this then, we're looking at temperatures to be in the 60s. We had some rain this past week. Now we're looking at 60s coming up next weekend. This is probably, for those who are going to get out, for those who can find the ice, this is probably going to be it, you think?
Yeah, I would say Sunday is probably going to be the last day, definitely. Okay. I would say Sunday's it.
All right. So where's Tapio going, can I ask?
We're going to a private lake. So it's Lake Columbia. So it's pretty good fishing in there.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I wouldn't know because, like you said, it's a private lake. I wouldn't know. All right. Well, I hope you have some great luck this weekend. And I know it's been a tremendous ice fishing season. In and around Jackson, and really for Knudsen's, we haven't had a season like this in a while, so it was nice to be able to
to see that. And just the few times I've been in there, the customers that have been in, everybody's just have had smiles on their faces all season long. It's been a great season out there.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. When you haven't had ice for a few years and everyone can do it, it's a cheap, kind of relatively cheap hobby to get into. It definitely brings smiles to everybody.
No kidding. So, well, with that, then what's next? Once the ice is gone, is it too early to start talking about spring fishing?
No, I don't think so. I think as soon as a lot of the ice is gone, people are going to start headed to the Detroit River and Lake Erie to chase the walleyes. We got in a lot of our Detroit River jigs and plastic worms in, so get you ready for that.
All right. So yeah, as soon as that hits. And what about locally here? How soon is it going to be? How long before we start talking about open water crappies, Tapio?
I think. So with a couple days close to 70 degrees next week, I think it's possible the week after that you could put your boat in and start chasing those crappies. I know we've been, this week when we've gone fishing, the crappies seem to be staging to go up into the channels to get ready to spawn. So I think the people will be able to find them pretty easy.
All right. Pretty easy, pretty early season crappies. That'd be nice. I know with it opening up, the water's kind of getting a little more oxygen into it, and it feels like, well, correct me if I'm wrong, feels like things are they're getting a little more active.
Yeah, for sure. When they get lethargic in the wintertime with less oxygen and stuff. But yeah, with the sunny days and more air getting into the water, they'll start getting more active.
Tapio Knutson joining us here with the Knutson's Outdoor Report. What else is going on, Tapio, that we should be talking about today?
Not a whole lot. I mean, you can always start getting turkey stuff around, morel mushroom hunting stuff around. It's slowly but surely. It'll be here before you know it.
Well, this is the time to get ready for everything, really, because once that weather turns and it's ready to hit, you don't want to be playing catch up. So now would definitely be the time to get your stuff ready. So all right,
that's for sure.
All right, Tapio. Well, as always, we appreciate the visit, and we do appreciate you on short notice doing the fill-in part of it, too, out of the bullpen. You did a great job. And
anytime.
And enjoy yourself ice fishing this weekend. Have a safe and productive weekend out on the ice, all right? And take the long boards, long, thick. I would say at least 2 inches thick. All right.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, Tapio. We'll talk to you soon.
We'll see you.
Tapio Knutson joining us here with the Knutson's Outdoor Report. Welcome to the studio, Sarah DuBois, who is the head coach for Hanover Horton Competitive Cheer and your Division 3 state champion, Division 4 state champions. Congratulations, Sarah.
Thank you.
That is just a phenomenal feat. And it's a sport that, you know, quite honestly, is just not on a lot of people's radar. And then when we saw that, we're like, yeah, our hometown girl's got one. So congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Now, you've been coaching what, competitive cheer for a little while now, right?
A little while. Mm-hmm. Yep, I've been in the sport for 25 years.
So, okay. All right. So, wait, coaching for 25?
Mm-hmm.
Is total. This something that you did in high school?
It was different in high school. Oh. It wasn't this format.
No?
No, that was a long time ago.
Oh, well, a little bit, but all right. So, well, I guess take me through the journey then. How did you get from where you were to where you are?
So I graduated from Vandercook and went back and started coaching there back in 2000 and sideline cheer, basketball games, that sort of stuff. And then about 2000, a couple years after that, I took over and started doing JV stuff and helping out with the varsity coach. And then I took over completely in 2006 with her and kind of phased out. And then coached there till 2021 and then came over to Hanover when my daughter moved to Hanover Horton Schools. So,
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So it used to be, like when I was in school, it used to be just, it was sideline cheer. Mm-hmm. And they were there for the football games. They were there for the basketball games. And that was about it. When did this transition happen to be, to have like more of the best that you can recollect? And I'm talking, I graduated in 91, so it's been a hot minute, right? So I guess for you, when did you kind of start seeing this transition? And we're going to turn it into, you know, from something that's really for the student body to something that's, you know, competition for the girls. For you, when did you see that transition happening?
I'd say back like 2002, but really competitively, like thinking back to Vandercook days, the turning over there was probably in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
When things really changed over there and we phased out from basketball games to straight competitive.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me about the Hanover Horton team. This is, and I love how the expression on your face changed as soon as I brought that up. It feels like it's a special group. As a coach, you can tell when you've got that special group, and it feels like you've got that special group here.
They are. They're a neat group of girls. Very rarely can you say in a girl's sport that you don't have drama, mm-hmm. right? And I don't have drama. They are just fantastic kids, athletes. Mm-hmm. Two of my seniors I've had all 4 years. I took the program over 4 years ago. And two of them I've had for 4 years. And we've added every year. So, but this group is, they're hardworking, they're committed, they come in ready to go most days. Sometimes you have to, you know, hurt them up, but they're just a neat group of kids.
Yeah.
They're fun. I don't know, they hold my heart, I'll tell you that.
Right.
Not just because of this win, they're just a neat group of kids.
Right. Well, when you headed into early season, does it start in 2024, right?
Mm-hmm,
okay.
November.
So when you're getting everybody together in November, was there, and of course you've been there for 4 years, you've had these girls for a while. When was that point that you realized that, yeah, you had a special group there, but when is it that you realized we've got a chance to go pretty far and have some success this year? When was that?
So last year we went to state finals as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I had two girls. I had all 13 girls return minus two. Mm-hmm. One was a foreign exchange student and one had a volleyball injury. So I had all the girls coming back and we were quite successful last year. I had recruited some girls in the hallway and there was some positive there. And then we just started putting puzzle pieces together. Uh-huh. And I think it was after the first couple competitions, seeing how once everything fit and the choreography was working, I'm like, okay, this could be another run.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of great teams in Division IV. And so you just never know. And there's only top eight that go, and our region's tough as it is. And so, but coming off of last year, having that state run, mindset's big. And those girls were determined anyways. It wouldn't have mattered how I felt.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think it was early on in December, about that second, third meet, they were, I'm like, okay, we can do this.
And you're seeing them gel.
Yeah. Yes. Most definitely.
Okay. All right. I want to talk about the recruiting for a second. Since you brought that, success breeds success. So when you have a successful program, other kids want to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Were they athletes in other sports, or did you just kind of like see the raw potential there? How did you know to kind of?
I have quite a few new kids.
Yeah.
I have quite a few new kids that have not done the sport before this year on my roster.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm like, hey, you look like you could be a flyer. Hey, you look like you're tall. You could be a backspot. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had 23 on my sideline team for football, and it wasn't just competitive that I pulled them in. I mean, I wanted them into the program and doing something. Period. You know, at Hanover, and so I just pulled them in and
okay.
had him be a part of something during sideline, and then went from there.
Sarah Du Bois is the head coach for the Hanover Horton state champion cheer team. Let's highlight some of the kids on the team. I don't know if you want to talk about the seniors, or, you know, there's a lot there, so I don't know if we can highlight all of them, but let's talk about the ones who are kind of like the leaders who are making the big impact for you and really for the rest of the team. So tell me about some of those girls.
So I have three captains. I have Delaney Cottrell. She's been a great asset. She's got a very strong personality, mm-hmm. kind of holds back and then get stuff done when it needs to come out. I have Sophie Schutte, who's came back to the program after taking a couple of years off, with great athletic talent. She's got kind of the funnier personality, but she holds them together. And then I also have my daughter, Alexa mm-hmm. Du Bois, who is just fire and knows the sport very well. And so they've been a great leadership this winter. I have few other kids too. Lexi Van Gelder is going off to Spring Arbor University for cheer, so okay. that's exciting. Irina Collins, who's a four-year, she's the other four-year mm-hmm. As well as Alexan. And I have Maddie Sauber, who returned back to the program last couple years, and she's an excellent tumbler, so mm-hmm. it's been great. I had a newcomer come on from sideline into competitive, Madison Gillette, and she was one of my sideline kids. And then Trinity Jones has been in the program a few years as well. So mm-hmm. they're going to be missed. I've got some great eighth grade talent coming up, so they're going to be missed.
Right.
But they've been great leaders. So it's been fun with them.
And this is a group that, you know, obviously the state championship success last mm-hmm. year, they've set some records along mm-hmm. the way. Can you share that with our listeners?
So we won a conference title and a district title and a state title. Mm-hmm. They had each round they set and broke their records all season in each round.
Mm-hmm.
Their record overall was 119 wins and 3 losses this season. So that's taking every single team they beat at each invitational or league meet. So to only have 3 losses in an entire season is tough and phenomenal. Basically, what in the record standpoint, where they're, you know, what they've done. I mean, they've really set the bar.
Yeah.
Going into next year and expectations, which as a coach you want that. It takes a little bit of pressure off you when the kids have a buy-in.
Right.
So,
regional competition. Pawama Westphalia
got the
better of you guys,
mm-hmm.
But still qualified for state.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you got the better of Pawama Westphalia when it mattered mm-hmm. in the state competition. Kind of tell us about that.
So at regionals, they beat us by 5. Really, it was 3. We had a 2-point penalty for a mat violation. One of my girls went off the mat the wrong way. That's a thing. And but we had some stuff to improve on. So anyways, we came back the next week and fixed our second round that was down and came in firing on Friday and, you know, was a tenth of a point up in round 1, 4 points up in round 2, and ended up outscoring in round 3. And I mean, we knew what we had to do and where we were down to them. They're a great program. They've gone to states every year for years. I mean, 15, 16 years. I mean, they're established.
Yeah.
And here we are, you know, a revived 4-year program and making a name for ourselves. So we knew we had work cut out for us. So they, it was good. It was mm-hmm. neat to come back and have them the week before and then come back and see them again and know what we had to fix and actually succeed at that. So, mm-hmm.
Is it the same routines? It's a different routine each round, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is it the same routines throughout the season? Do you
yes.
mix it up a little bit?
No.
How's that work?
Nope. It's the same thing, same uh-huh. words, same thing. I mean, if things aren't scoring on score sheets or I'm getting marked down or mm-hmm. things just aren't looking good or the choreography, I'm like, oh, that's iffy. You know, then we'll make changes. But it's pretty much the same thing all season long in all three rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's some coaches that'll change things up midseason, but to me, once you're flowing good, I mean, you have to be quote-unquote perfect out there to get the scores. And so you go midseason and make this major switch that you're scoring with, I feel like that's not a good idea. You're starting from square one.
New routine every year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, doing this for 24 years, how often do you go back into a bag of tricks? And
oh, you have to. Yeah? I mean, I think it was the night before tryouts. I'm like, oh, I don't have words. there's got to be something. I mean, it was, and I was kind of in a little panic mode, but mm-hmm. I ended up not really pulling anything out that I thought from years prior. But yeah, there have been years where I'm like, well, I got to have something from 10 years ago we used.
Right.
You know, that, I mean, most definitely. But each team is unique in their own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming off of this year, having most of these girls back next year, there's things we did this year that I may incorporate into words for next year.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just thinking about this already.
Right.
The other day, like, you know, how could I set that to make this team believe in their words? Because if they believe in what they're saying, that's power.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, every year it's different because I think your team is unique every year.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Sara DuBois joining us here, head coach for the Hanover Horton State Champions varsity cheer team. So tell me, before we run out of time here, what's it like coaching your daughter? We see this a lot. There's a lot of coaches. We even see it on the different basketball teams for Hanover Horton. Is it kind of like the same type of relationship you think that is? Or what's it like? She's been there pretty much the entire time you've been coaching. So tell us about this.
Yeah. There are good days and there are bad days. I mean, you know, she's a force to be reckoned with. I mean, mm-hmm. she knows the sport very well and she has her opinions and it's great. Mm-hmm. Let me start by saying, I mean, it's been awesome. I'm going to miss her,
mm-hmm.
but she's not going far. So she's coming back. She'll help when she can. But it's been great. I mean, mm-hmm. I can turn around and whatever and know that something else is being done. I mean, she's played a couple different roles really in there. I wouldn't say that of an assistant coach by any stretch because she's a high school student, but kind of. Mm-hmm. I mean, she knows the stuff. Real quick, I can go back to their sophomore year. I think we had one of the girls not feeling well and at all, and I had to redo rounds and I had to go talk to the officials, and I walking back into the warm-up room to re-choreograph that third round, which is the stunt and tumble round, lots of components to it. And I walk back in and she's like, okay, we got this, we got this, we got this, we got this. And I'm looking at her and I'm like, oh, okay, do you need me? I mean, she just kind of knew, and I'm not trying to, she just kind of knew.
Yeah.
So that was a breath of fresh air to have that. I mean, I think any coach in that sense, whether it's her or another girl that knew, she's just grown up around it. So sat beside me many, many competitions. Yeah. So it's been great.
Expectations for next year. What are your goals?
I mean, my goal is to win a state championship,
mm-hmm.
win a district title, win a regional title, win a conference title. I mean, you can't just do it once.
What do our listeners need to know that I haven't asked you yet here today, Sara? Covered it all?
I did.
All right.
I think we did. I just want to thank Hanover for the opportunity. It's a great, great school, and this has been a great, great transition, and I'm very appreciative to that.
Congratulations on the state championship, and thank you for making time for us this morning.
Yes, thank you very much.
Welcome back to The Daily, Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via the studios here in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters. And we're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. And Bud Light Mick Ultra, along with Tri-County Water. Ah, that's good water. TriCountyWater.com. Because you need peace of mind about what's really in your water. Well, before we go any farther, we've got little March Mania stuff to go over with you here in just a sec. But before we do that, Polly's Country Markets, they've been a longtime partner with us here, and they just swapped out last week's weekly ads for this week's weekly ads. Pillsbury toaster strudel and scrambles.
What? Really?
You get the 6-count box, a buck. 6-count box, a buck. Philadelphia cream cheese. $2. And Starbucks ground coffee. What's that? I can't see. It's so tiny. The print is so tiny. Oh, wait. I hit the button and it wanted to start adding stuff to my cart. Starbucks ground coffee, 11 to 12 ounce, $6. Cold brew and instant, 3.17 ounce, $6. Nespresso, 10 count K cups, $6. Those savings and so much more. Now available at Polly's Country Market, part of their Markdown Madness. Madness. All right. March Mania competition going on. Presented by Kettlebell Hotspot. It's our bracket list. Yeah, anybody can do a competition with a bracket. Even Buzzed Brad.
Woot woot!
Anybody can do one. We're going bracketless. March Mania Bracketless Contest presented by Kettlebell Hotspot. I'm going to get an email for that one, I think. We have up for grabs a TV along with a Bluetooth speaker tower. Here's what we've got going on. Fox Sports 101.9 FM bringing the madness with March Mania Bracketless Contest. No need to stress out over the entire bracket. Just the one college team you think's going to win it all. Scroll down to lock in your pick before the first round of the tourney. It tips off March 20th. The winner scores a big screen TV and a Bluetooth speaker. Perfect for watching and celebrating in style. Second place winner gets a 4K outdoor projector. Just in time for entertaining those spring and summer night outs, right? Outside. So think you know who's cutting down the nets? Enter now and lock it in before the madness begins with March Mania. We're going bracketless this year. So this is what we're going to need. We're going to need your name. We're going to need your email and your phone number and the team prediction and the final score. All of that's required. It is. It's all required. And you have to agree to the data retention policy. And if you agree to all that, who knows, you could win. So it's brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Bud Light, and County National Bank. And that's going to do it for us here today. I'm out of here. Enjoy what's left of your Friday. High school basketball tonight.